environment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Broadcasting live from the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker on my computerized communications console. It is 8:46. John Acosta is just here bugging one of the guests that we were looking forward to talking
to. Wasn't bugging her.
No, you really weren't. Just being silly. Of all the cool events that happen in town, there's one coming up that you definitely need to know about. And it's the Green City Market Chef BBQ. And here in studio to talk about it is Melissa Flynn. Executive Director or Big Shot? What would you like your title to be?
Executive Director works.
How's a nice girl from Oak Park become a farm girl?
It really started a while back when I was executive director of the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. I started a nighttime farmer's market, and our youngest son was born with 5 food allergies, so I really started paying attention to what was in food, and it just kind of bloomed from there.
5 food allergies?
Yes.
What were they, or what
dairy,
are they?
Dairy, soy, nuts, eggs, sesame. He's outgrown some of them, but you really
What does he eat? Grass?
Attention.
I mean, what do you feed him?
Skittles, I think, would be his favorite.
Skittles?
To my great dismay.
That's a nerve-wracking for a parent.
Yes. So I quickly learned what's in our food and really got excited about farmers markets and talking to farmers directly.
John just asked a good question off the air, which was...
Well, my wife and I go to farmers markets. We love it, but I'm never sure if that we're actually getting... The produce is coming directly from a farm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know.
That is a great question. That's why all of our farmers are third-party certified. So they're either USDA organic certified, naturally grown, humanely raised. So you can really talk to the farmers, ask them about their practices, and they can tell you exactly how it was grown. And most likely that was picked the day before.
Green City Market Chef BBQ is next Thursday night, 5:30 to 8:00. How do people get tickets?
They can get tickets at greencitymarket.org.
And you want to brag about some of the chefs you've invited?
Absolutely. We have incredible chefs. In fact, we have 125 chefs cooking, 31 beverage purveyors. We have Stephanie Azard, who just opened up her new restaurant, Cabra. Chris Pandel of Syrah. Paul Verant, who's going to be there with 3 of his restaurants and his newest restaurant, Gaijan. We have MFK Monteverde is going to be there. It really is the who's who of Chicago chefs and beverages.
These are fancy places.
They are fancy places. And we have honey butter fried chicken, some of the best fried chicken in Chicago.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You just got me there.
Limited parking available. Public transportation is always encouraged. How much to get in?
It is $125 to get in for general admission. And all of the funds raised go to support not only our farmers markets, but our access programs, because we welcome Link and match it dollar for dollar up to $15. And, of course, all our free education programs we're teaching in schools across Chicago.
We've talked all spring with Orion Samuelson about how tough it's been to plant and the hit the farmers are taking. Well, what's your take on that?
Absolutely. We're seeing things coming in a whole lot later. We're seeing smaller crops than we've seen in the past. We've had some farmers that have lost upward of 200 trees, entire acres of 20-year-old blueberry bushes. But the nice thing is the market is still incredibly full, and it's fun to try different things that you might not expect while you're waiting for your favorites to come in. So they're starting to come in. It's just a little slower than usual.
It's been harder than ever this year, so go hug a farmer.
Hug a farmer and buy 2 things. If you normally buy 1, buy 2, even 4.
Have you got a favorite that you're looking forward to at the BBQ? You can't pick favorites.
I love honey butter fried chicken, but really there's all the menus have something different.
Could you just say it again real quick?
Honey butter fried chicken.
Oh, God.
We have over 70 vegetarian options, too. So something
that's
for
right.
Everything. Everybody.
So bring your vegetarian.
Bring your vegetarian.
Dave?
I'll be there.
You have any vegetarian questions you'd like to ask?
Well, I'm not strictly vegetarian.
You're pretty close.
Well, I mean, are there any really kind of exotic vegetables that will be there?
We have, there are...
I guess it all...
It depends on what you consider exotic. Yes, what you're used to. But these chefs will make just even things that you might think of as common, like corn, into something that is spectacular, mouth-watering, and probably something you haven't tasted before. So it's absolutely worth trying different things. And, of course, we'll have dessert, too, which a lot of it is, of course, all vegetarian as well.
And this kale fad's over.
Kale fad as a fad might be over, but kale is still delicious.
It is?
I swear to you. Done well, it is delicious.
How do you make it delicious?
My favorite way is in a smoothie or in a kale salad.
Yeah, I've had a smoothie. Smoothie's not bad.
Yeah, because it tastes like everything else.
Otherwise,
it's a losing cause with it. Trust me.
No, the smoothie's not bad. Otherwise, just regular old kale. It's like
in a salad. Absolutely.
It's like eating a lawn.
If you cut it really small, it's sweet. It's delicious. Come to the market. I'll show you around. I will personally get you to like things.
Where is the Green City Market?
We are located in Lincoln Park at the corner of Lincoln and Clark. And then we have another location on Saturdays in the West Loop at Mary Bartlemy Park.
And what hours?
We in Lincoln Park, 7 to 1 Wednesdays and Saturdays. In West Loop, we are 8 to 1, and then of course we're all winter long in Peggy Notobart Nature Museum.
Wow, you're busy. And next Thursday night, 4:30 to 8 for VIP admission, 5:30 to 8 for general admission. Tickets and information where?
greencitymarket.org.
You have any last questions, John, about the honey butter chicken?
If you could just say it again.
Okay. Starting to get a little creepy, John. Back it down.
They're great people, and they started at the market, actually.
They did.
I love farmers' markets. I think it's just a great way to, you know, to really get in touch with the just some great food. Oh, my Lord. I just love it.
And then next time John's in, because he's only in here about one day a week, because he's very busy with the rest of his life, just have him send over a lot of honey butter chicken.
Will do.
Yeah. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Melissa Flynn, Executive Director, Green City Market.